Okay, here we go. Good evening, gentlemen. We continue in the Rambam Hilchos Gerushin Perek Tes Halacha Chav Gimel. Slowly plowing our way through this perek. We could finish it tomorrow with your indulgence, but maybe not. We'll see.
We've got a big crowd tonight.
We'll see. Chav Gimel. Amar Lahem. Okay, we're giving different scenarios where man gives certain conditions. This one's an easy one. Kisvu, he tells to his messengers, Kisvu, write a get, utnu li'ishti, and give it to my wife, a get, but achar hashavua, after the Shemitah year. So let's say now it's the sixth year of the 7 year cycle, let's say. He says, write this get and give it to her, when? After the Shemitah year. So now what does that mean, after the Shemitah year? So it says, in Kaisen Ela Ad Shana Achashua, you have from after Shemitah for a full year, that whole eighth year, if the Shliach writes it any time after the end of the seventh year, and now that whole eighth year, right, he will have fulfilled what the husband told him to do, and it's a kosher get. In other words, what does it mean when he says achar, after? How much is considered after? That's what the Rambam is teaching us. How about amalan lachar shana? Write the get and give it after a year's time. So when does he write it? In kosan ella adla achar chodesh mishana shnia. He only can start to write it a month after the first year has finished, and the first month into the second year is when he can write that get. Amar lahem, he says to them, laachar achodesh, after the month. Then how much time after the end of the month does he have? And kosan ad la'achar ha-shabbos mi-chodesheni. Be given to the next Shabbos. So if let's say the month ended on Sunday, okay, now you have until Shabbos to write the get. Amar la'achar Shabbos is write the get after Shabbos. So how much time?
Instead of a week. No, you have a week.
Oh, it's a week, not a Shabbos?
It's a week after the month.
I guess L'achar HaShabbos means the week.
Yeah, after the week.
Okay, good. So thank you. So he has a full week after the month, not just the Shabbos.
I guess it's the next measurable.
Okay, good. Omer L'achar HaShabbos. What he says, write the giver get after Shabbos. Then Kaisen L'achar HaShabbos at Sof Yom Shlishi. Even until the end of the third day, because the 3 days at the beginning of the week, they connect it to the Shabbos. Omer L'achar Kisvu Tzun L'hem Kaidim HaShabbos. What if he says, write it before the Shabbos? So then Kosem Yom Dalet Vad Sof Yom Vavna. So you can go anywhere from Wednesday to Thursday and write it. So basically the Rambam has been Wednesday to Friday. He's been defining what does after and before mean. So now Chavdal just follows up on that. Harei She'echa Ruach Rasman She'amar. So let's say they did like he said. They waited till after the time he said. V'achar Kosem Nasso. Then they wrote it. Then they gave it. Kigon, for example, Shomel, he said to them, Lacha Chodesh, after a month. The kasanasa la'achar shtei shabosos michodesh sheni. What if he waits for 2 weeks afterwards? So now really it is after, right? But in other words, so he delayed it after the time he gave them. He gave you the time and we went after that. So he said after the month, right? So you only get 1 week and the guy wrote it in the second week after the month. So what's the law? Look at the expression here, clear. I raise that. Pasul. It's pasul. What does pasul mean?
Divorce. It's okay.
Correct. Biblically, it's okay. Rabbinically, not. Meaning to say, if she got married, she doesn't get divorced, she should get another get. Why? Because the truth of the matter is, in a certain way, you did fulfill it, because after is after. You know, after, still 2 weeks after the month is still after the month. You can't say it's not after the month. That's still correct. But the rabbis established that really, after should be as close as possible. Therefore, it's only rabbinically, because technically he has fulfilled the condition, but the rabbis want to be more particular. After should be as close as possible, therefore rabbinically the get is not kosher.
I guess that would apply to all the previous examples too.
Yes, all the same. Everything's the same. Chafei. Next scenario. Nisyachet imo acher shomer lehem lichtov alachtom elitin lo. What if after he told these guys, let's say the last two cases, you know, he said, okay, you know, after next Shabbos, write the get. So what does he do after he told them that? He went into seclusion with his wife before they ever wrote it.
Oh no.
Hare Elo, and they know about it. Then Hare Elo Yithra, he shouldn't write the get. And why is that? For an a fortiori. The Kal V'Chomer Advarim. This is a Kal V'Chomer. Why? Because we already learned this halacha before. Im haget shenitein lo liyado. What if the man himself gives her a get? on a condition that it shouldn't take effect for a week or whatever. The husband himself gives her the get. And he would be in seclusion, or what's the law?
Nifsal
get. That nullifies the get. Because what are you going secluding yourself with her? Because why is it nullified? Because Shema Paul, maybe he was intimate with her. So since it's questionable, out it goes. So if he did it, Kal v'chomer, the more so, Lezesh l'nichtav. The guy didn't even write it yet. He said, write it after the week. And now the guy was in private with her. So certainly, it's not going to work. What if these guys decide to write it anyway, even though he was in seclusion with her? Ain't no get. It's not a get finished. Period. Which is different than the case we learned many, many prakim ago. If the man says he's going to divorce her, and then he goes into seclusion with her, and then he hands her the get, in that condition we say it is a get, because if he himself gave the get, then he nullified whatever he could have tried to accomplish with the yichud. But when it's a messenger, it's a different guy altogether, then that doesn't help.
So would she wouldn't necessarily know when he instructed to...
Doesn't matter, it ain't a get.
It's irrelevant.
I know, but...
I understand, she has to ask the messenger, when did he send you?
Right.
What did he tell you to do? She'd have to do that, or else she wouldn't know. You're right, yeah. She could get messed up.
Yeah.
She could think she got a get, boom. But she should be suspicious if, like, you know, a short while before she gets the get, he was in seclusion with
her. It
could
be years later if it was a sabbatical case.
Perhaps. So, okay, you always ask questions.
Yeah.
It's a good thing to do. Okay, Chavav and Chav Zion and Chav Ches and Chav Tes are going to deal with situations where you tell many people to give a woman a get. You're getting a whole group involved, and primarily you're doing it, basically, he's doing it to embarrass his wife.
Right.
Like, you really would. Like, the nice thing to do is discreet, just get two witnesses, and as many few people as possible. No, I'm going to get my 10 best buddies.
Have a minion.
Have a whole minion to do this. Let's do this in front of everybody. Obviously, it's going to be more embarrassing for her, and that's what he's trying to accomplish. Otherwise, you'd ask, why does he need so many people? So, Chafav. Omer Lassar, he tells 10 men, Kisfu get liishti. Write a get for my wife. So, there's 10 guys in the room. Okay, guys. Write a get to my wife. So what does he mean to say that? Really, he only meant echad kosef adei kulam.
Yeah.
One writes for all of them, because 10 guys can't write a get. Okay? But what if he changes the word one word? He doesn't say write a get. He says kulchem, all of you, kisfu, write the get. Then what has to happen? Still, you can't all 10 write it. Kosef echmem v'mamukum. One writes it, but it has to be in front of the other 10. The first case was, one guy can go off to the side to another room and write it, and that's fine. When he says, oh, I want all of you to write it, it means he has to be in the presence of the 10 guys. And the same thing's the next idea. Holichu gets us, so you tell 10 guys, bring this get to my wife. Same thing. Molichu echmem aidekum. One brings it for the 10. What if he adds the word kul chem holichu gets elishti? All of you bring the get to my wife. Then molichu echem ehem mamakum. One of them goes with all of them. One guy carries, and all the other 9 guys follow him, and all 10 guys go.
And if one of those 10 is missing, it's not a get.
It's going to be a problem. And he has that word kul chem. It's a problem. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Okay, chav zayin, a little bit more complicated. Amar Lasei tells 10 guys a fuller instruction. He says to the 10 guys, he doesn't specify anything. He says, okay, 10 guys, that's what I'm telling the 10 of you. Kisvu get, write the get. V'chisvu, sign the get. Utnu lishtin, give the get to my wife. So now, how many people do how many things? So the way it should be done is, echav mehem kosef, one guy, he didn't say kulchav, he didn't say all of you, right? It's got to be between the 10. So one guy writes the get. Ushnai mehem chosmim, and 2 different guys sign the get. And one gives it to her. You spread it out.
You have to be from amongst those 10.
For sure it has to be amongst those 10. Yeah. But it doesn't have to be in the presence of all those 10.
Right.
So each one is acting as an agent, so to speak, for the other 9, as it were, or 8, when they're doing that. And that would be the proper way to do it according to all opinions. Now, what if we don't do it that way? Because we get so machlokas. V'afila, Rambam's position is as such. What if you have only 2 guys? Why? Mm-hmm. The guy who wrote it is also one of the 2 witnesses, and he's also the guy who brings it. So Rambam says, Hare zeh kosher. That is kosher as well. Whereas one guy can do all 3 jobs. Now, there seems to be a machlokas in this, and if you look in your book, he brings down Rishonim who differ on this Rambam, who object to it, and they all say, even the Rambam agrees, l'chachila, this should not be done. It's only machlokas and v'diyav. Rambam agrees, it shouldn't be one guy doing everything here, but what if it's been done? So Rambam says, no, the fact that he signs it, you know, doesn't disqualify the get, even though he wrote it. While others say, really, you should be careful not to have the sofer be a witness. Now, there's a whole discussion why, and it seems that, you know, when the guy says it, you know, it sometimes a guy singles out, you know, he's telling it, normally if he tells the sofer, it means he wants the sofer to write, he does not want the sofer to be a signator. Sometimes the signators could feel bad for the sofer and say, oh, he probably feels bad, probably thinks he's not such an honest guy. He'd want to say, so, you know, we'll let him sign it too. And, but if the owner never really wanted him to sign it, then he got the wrong guy signed, there'd be problems. Mm-hmm. So it could be when he's in front of 10 guys, he bedavka wants it spread out. And if he wants it spread out, then what are you bundling it up? Like a Rogers, like bundled package here. One guy doing three things. You see, I don't want that.
He doesn't want the cable TV.
So it could be when, in other words, he just said, listen, you guys, you know, get it done. Do this, this, and that. Could be he meant he wanted it spread out, and now they didn't listen to him by giving it to one guy, and maybe it's not a good get. Rambam says, I'm not concerned with that. The other Rishonim say, we are concerned with it. Rambam says, clearly, l'chachilu, you shouldn't do this, but with the evidence, okay. Another Rishonim argue on this position of Rambam. Fine. Good. Now it comes to some interesting stuff. Amar lahem, what if he says to them, we didn't get to this one now, kulchem chasom, I want all of you to sign it. That's different now. When he says, I want all of you to write it, it's not possible they can all write it. So we say one guy does it in front of the 10. I want all of you to send it. Can't be all 10 of them are sending, unless you're doing a great relay race, right? So one guy does it in front of the 10. But when he says, I want you all to sign it, so now, it's not so hard. Just have 10 guys sign it.
10 guys sign it.
So that's the law. Kulam choisnim. And why is he doing that? To shame her. Look how many people signed this document. You should be divorced to me. See how disgusting you are. Whatever. Yeah. So that's it. The imonom, if he counts them, ben shimon akulam, ben shimon amikzosim, whether he counts all of them or part of them, v'amalam chasom, he says, sign it, arayze akom, it's like he says, kulam chasom, it's like he wants all of them to sign it. I guess he means, and all the guys he listed should sign it. Now we come to an interesting scenario. So let's say he tells the 10 guys, he wants the 10 guys to sign it, and 10 guys sign it. What's going to happen if, let's say, one of the 10 guys is a puzzle witness?
All 10 go down the tunnel.
What's going to happen?
You only need two.
Now, yeah. What happens? No, let's say, what happens when you're doing a business transaction? You're selling a piece of land, and instead of just two signatures, you want to have 10 signatures. Yes. Selling a piece of land. And one of them we find is a puzzle witness to sign. The halacha is in business. If one of the witnesses is no good, the whole thing goes out the window. That's why it is in business. Is the same thing by a get? Let's take a look.
They're usually more lenient.
So if he says kulchem chasom, if he tells them all to sign it, right, and they're all there. But then we look back later. Ushnayim shechosim batchila. So how do we treat this? The first two signators. Heim mishum edim. We give them the status as the actual witnesses. V'hasha'ar, what are the other 8 guys doing there? They're only mishum t'nai. It's only a condition in the get, right? It's like he made a t'nai. This is a get on the condition that the other 8 guys sign it to, because here he wants to embarrass her, that it shouldn't be a get kosher until everybody signs it. That's the purpose. So that's more of a condition than a state of making it legalized get. Well, Fika comes out, if any one of the other 8 are apostle, let's say the relatives or they can't testify, let's say some signed it today and some signed it tomorrow. Let's think about this. He gives them the get on Tuesday. He says, okay guys, I want you all to sign it. So 5 of them sign it on Tuesday, 5 of them sign on Wednesday. Now normally you can't sign,
no,
have guys
days,
signing on different days.
No.
But once the first two did it on the right day, then the other air, just the condition didn't mean they had to be signed today in terms of the
you
condition, just before you give it to her. So if they all get signed by tomorrow, that's okay. That's all fine. But if you have even after many days, hareze get kosher, it's a kosher get. Why? Because the condition was fulfilled. Because the first two were the main ones.
Right.
The other 8, what do I care? You know, Mr. Moshe Honeykvetcher should sign it. I, on the condition that a goy signs it even.
What?
You know, let's say there's 7 Jews and 3 goys. You know, I want you all to sign it. So what's he really saying? He wants the first two to be the witnesses, and just to embarrass you, he wants another eight guys to sign it. He doesn't care if it's a goy signs it. Theoretically, I mean, it doesn't say, but theoretically that could be, right? Now let's go a little further now. What if, a little different now, Mace Echad Mehem Kodem Chasim, what if one of the other eight guys dies before he can sign it?
Now you can't do it.
Now, Areze Get Bottle. That is a Bottle Get, because the condition was not fulfilled. That's all. We're talking about the last eight. Let's go now to the first two. What if Ayachad Mishneim Harishayim Apostle? What if one of the first two were Apostle? The first two signatures are Apostle. Then Areze Get Apostle. That's Apostle Get. Rabbinically. Why only rabbinically? Let's go back and remember, guys. What about a regular get? What about a regular get? Two guys didn't sign it, but there's two guys watching it. We said at the end of the day, the signatories on a get don't make the get happen. It's guys watching it makes it happen. So therefore, really, let's think about it. Should the get not be good? So we say it's possible. Means say rabbinically it's no good because there's concerns. In other words, biblically it would be good, but rabbinically not. Why? Because Shema Yomer, because people might think, uh-oh, it could make a mistake now. We're going to think, if we would really say it's kosher, we'd say an eight apostle kosher be'edus. Then we say apostle eight is good for witnesses by shar shtars for other documents. There's a lot of witnesses. In other words, if you ask 10 guys to sign a legal document, if anybody's apostle holding's thrown out. But now, if we're going to see over here, one guy's apostle, really, 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 it's okay. Because really, really, first of all, you don't need anybody. Right? So people are going to think, uh-oh, but no, the reason it was okay is because when there's a lot of people, if one of them's not there, it's okay. And now they're going to transfer that mistake to regular documents where that's not true. Therefore, rabbinically, therefore, v'lo hichshiru beget yedaram, we don't kosher it by when there's a lot of witnesses. El v'nesha eidim esirim, because really the only reason it's kosher is because the guys giving it over are the main thing. The guys who watch it, giving over. So therefore, since there's a lot of people signing it, people could make the mistake. When it's only two, they're not going to make that mistake. When it's 10, they're going to think, oh, it's a special case of 10. 10, one of them, yeah, I still have 9 good ones. That's why it's okay. That's not true, but they're going to think that way. They're going to think that's the same thing by a business transaction, which is certainly not okay, and that's why they would make that mistake. Okay, continuing halacha chafres, making good time.
Can I ask a question?
Sure.
So if we said that...
he's going away for 3 weeks.
Get it in while you can. He only asks these people to do it to Shamer. Isn't that sort of like Lashon Hara? Like, can we not say if that's his intent, he nullifies the get just because...
No, but Hashem does not look fondly on this.
Why wouldn't we allow God to give him a vehicle to embarrass the wife like that and have it be...
And she gets rid of him through the get. She gets rid of him finally.
The guy will say, okay, if you don't want to do this, I'm not going to write the get.
I mean, he can extort it. He can do all sorts of things. It's all
kinds. Listen, you know what? Man has free will choice. You can take a gun and shoot someone in the head. Torah says not to. You do, you know. It's like...
But we're making this a kosher get, even though it's used for a purpose.
She wants it.
Okay, but at the end of the day, the guy will say, okay, if I can't do it like that, I'm not going to write it. And it's a lot harder to go beat the guy up and this and that. Okay, you do it, you do it. You can't. It's within the legal framework. So I understand, but if you have your approach... As lofty as and great intention is, you know, husbands would lash back in a very ugly way. You have to remember, divorce, not everybody acts so rationally in divorce. So the rabbis are trying to just get this by as whatever possible. And the woman at the end of the day will prefer to be embarrassed, just get rid of this guy.
Yeah.
That's all. You're right. He's not a tzaddik. He's not a wonderful guy. But let's talk legal. Legal. Only legal. From a legal perspective, the conditions were met. That's all.
And we can say Hashem would not look fondly on this.
For sure not. For sure not. There's all kinds of... A guy can give her a smoke suit. A guy can do all kinds of things. A guy can get rid of all his land and make sure he doesn't pay the... You can always get around the law. No matter what God will write, people get around it. We can't write every scenario, so that's the way it is.
But he won't profit from this in the long run.
We hope. For those who believe in God, you're right.
Everyone at the table,
yes.
Hopefully?
Yes. Most. Next. Tiknacham. The rabbis made the following decree. Sheha'emel Arabim, if a person says to a number of people standing in front of him, says to all of them, licht of get, write a get, olachtam, or sign a get, olaholiket, so take a get for his wife. So, imlixiva, if he's telling him to write it, technically, he could say, like we said before, I want all of you to do it, kulchem. Technically, that's a good way of saying it. Technically, he could say, write a get. We've already discussed two methods that are technically good. The rabbi said, let's, you know, for rabbinic reasons, let's try to make it when you want everybody to do it. Let's be very specific and say like this. This is the best way to say it. Armelam, call echad mikam yichtov get lishti. Any one of you can write the get for my wife. That is very clear. And when you just say write it, people start wondering, what do you mean by write it? But if he writes, any one of you can write it, then he's clearly saying, I only need one of you guys to write it. V'chein alach, similarly for taking the get. When he says, kol echad mikem yolach, any one of you can take the get. That's the preferred language to use. Or v'im l'chasim, or for signing. Yomar will say, kol shnai mikem yechatem the get. Say, any two of you can sign this get.
Just makes it more explicit.
And then, v'yit n'lishti, and then give it to my wife. Then why do we need it? Because if you don't stress this, these guys could make a mistake. And they could think, he thought, they might think, he wants all of us. And it could be they're not going to all do it. And then they're going to think the get's bottle, even though it's not so. So it can come in, it could be mistakes would come out of this. In other words, the guys may not be so learned. And therefore, if he says, okay, sign the get. So they're going to think the law is they all 10 have to sign it, when it's not true. It's not true. But they're going to think it is true. And then they're going to think, uh-oh, George died, you know, and now they're going, oh, the get's not a good get. And they're not even going to bother to take the get to the woman. Why didn't you be the get? Because one of the guys died, and you wanted to sign it. No, I never told you about all the signs. So therefore, to avoid all confusion, say, any one of you can sign the get. Once you say that, you avoid any possible conditions. Chavtes. The lama, now, let's go back to that other thing where we said before, where even if you want all 10, it doesn't have to be one in front of the other, but generally it does have to be one in front of the other. Let's say two. What if there's two witnesses on a get? Do they both have to be in front of each other? For sure. And that's what we're going to talk about in Chavtes. Why did the rabbi say, we made a rule. When two witnesses sign a get, they both have to sign it in each other's presence.
Right.
And the question is why? Why can't you call the guy to do it now, and then another guy can come in 15 minutes, and he can sign it? The law is they both have to be there together. Each one has to watch the other guy sign it. Has to sign it. But the question is, why not? The guy wants a divorce, so the date says the fifth of Sivan, whatever, and he goes to one witness in the morning, sign it. He goes to another witness in the afternoon, sign it.
No good.
It's no good. Why is it not good? Say it is a decree. Really, technically, it would work. It would work. It's biblically, it's okay. Doraisa, it's okay. Because it's exactly true. Why do you have to have both guys? You wrote it. One guy signed it. It's true. Another guy signed it. True. Who says two witnesses have to come together? But it's only for a rabbinic decree. It doesn't work.
Right.
Why? When will it be a problem?
For the
Tanai. What if he says to a group, Kulchem Chasomu, all you should sign it? And now if we're going to allow, you don't have to all sign it together. Now remember, this is lechatchila, not b'di'eved. We already learned, b'di'eved, remember, that those other guys aren't necessary, right? But we're saying, but we could make a mistake. Let's say he wants all 10. Let's say he wants all 10, right? So what happens? Im tomar, chosen, if we allow some to sign not in front of the others, so what'll happen? So if day one, four guys sign it, let's say. Day two, five guys sign it. Now, the guys who signed it on the second, they didn't see who signed it on the first day. They're going to think everybody signed it, when really not everybody signed it. And they don't have to worry about it, because not everybody has to be in the same presence of each other. So, Shema Ye'idu Shnai, maybe two guys will sign it. Fetito HaGet B'yado, and then take it to give the get to her. Tavshah Shkar Ye'idabo, they're going to think that other guys signed it. V'adayin L'skayim HaTanai, the Tanai wasn't done. In other words, when you have multiple signatures, and if multiple signatures could be done on other days, then, you know, we may bring a get to a woman without having everybody sign it, because a lot of signatures. With two, you'll never have the problem, because you have to have two. Never have one guy who signed it go take the get to the woman. Where's the other signature? So really, two is never a problem. It doesn't have to be one in front of the other, because there's no way the get will be brought to her unless it's been signed by both guys. But the reason we enforce it by two is to not make a mistake and say it always has to be in front. Because if it's by two, then the same as by 10. And by 10, it would be a problem if you don't have to go in front. Because if you're going to have some guy sign it today and some tomorrow, we're not going to know how many we're supposed to sign, because nobody was there at the same time. And she'll wind up getting it when the condition wasn't fulfilled. So because of that unusual case, we decree in the normal case everyone has to do it in front of the other guy. The rabbanon. But Lamaisa, if it does happen, Lamaisa, it's a good get.
Well, you learned the same thing with Adam and Zomamin too. You have to protest against them in their presence.
Yep. Okay, Lamed. Amar the Shloshi, he says to three guys. Shnai mikem yichtu get lishti. I want two of you, he doesn't say who, two of you to write the get. Shnai mikem yichtu get lishti, the yachtamu, and seal it, sign it, the yutin, and give it to her.
Well, important part that we didn't meet, including probably the son.
I didn't get there yet.
Oh, in English they put it before.
What can I do?
I'm sorry.
And in the three was a father and a son.
I apologize.
So now, maybe there's a problem. We got relatives involved here. Well, not really. Bein shechasam aben. It doesn't matter if the father, son signed it. Ima ech with the other guy. Bein shechasam aben. It doesn't matter if the father signed it with the other guy. That's okay, even though there were relatives in the group.
As long as the two who signed it.
Shadam osa haben shliach. A man can make a son a shliach in the place of the father and vice versa. So even though there are relatives that normally would make it possible, and he did speak to all the relatives, but since they both didn't sign, could be maybe the son wrote the get. That's okay. The son delivered the get. And the father signed it with somebody else. So even though there's a father and son involved here, but since they're not signing directly, then it's okay.
But if the son and the father were the two who signed it, that would
then
be okay.
Then they throw it out. Okay, one more, and then that's the goal I wanted, to keep me on track to finish by tomorrow. Lamed Aleph. Amar L'Shnaim, he says to two guys, Kisvu v'chismu utnu l'pnoni shiolich l'ishti. I want you guys to write the get, sign the get, give it to so-and-so, and so-and-so will take it to my wife. Okay, he goes to Reuven and Shimon, write the get, sign the get, give it to Levi, and Levi will give it to my wife. Or he says, tnu l'shliach shiolich lo. Or give it to any shliach, I don't care. But give it to somebody else to give it. I don't want the two of you to give it to her. Find a shliach. So what happens? So that's what they do. Ech nehem kosef. One guy writes the get. Ushneim chosmin. Both of them sign it. V'noshu give it to a shliach. They've got to listen to what he says. But now we come to the interesting part. V'im holicho hem ba'asim. And also, what if they say, you know what? We couldn't find Levi. Or, you know, it's going to be too much work to find him. We'll just take it ourselves. And again, it's not a get. Why? He didn't make them a shliach.
He expressly said no.
He did not make them. So now let's say they went and gave it to her already. Is it a get? Absolutely not.
Absolutely.
We're not a shliach to give it over. But now the question is, Kate Yasu, how can they fix it up? Can they fix it up? This is what you do. Yitlu Osamina, they take the get back from her. Give it to the designated or a different shliach. V'chozer v'nosla, he goes back and gives it to her. Bifnehem, either before them as witnesses, or bifnehem in front of other guys. And that's how you do it.
You don't have to rewrite it or anything.
No, because he wrote it to give it to her.
It's already okay.
We've had cases of that already where the giving doesn't work. So now just take it back. That's fine. Be kone it back from her. And now do it the right way. Yeah. Now he just mentions over Aboisai, Hoiru, my Rebbe's, meaning the Rif, he has taught Beget Seh Dabar Shehenir. He says a different halacha, which I don't agree with. He had a different text in his Gemara, not like my text. So don't listen to him. And I'm not going to go through the whole thing over there. But according to the Rif, he holds, in that case, it's Suffolk Megureshes. His Rebbe holds it's a Suffolk Megureshes. Ram says, I don't agree with that. And you can fix it up. And it's definitely not a problem. And look, we did it even in under 30 minutes.
Okay. Shkaya.